They say the dead don't rest easy in the hills of Kentucky. Some souls get lost along the way, caught twixt this world and the next, their whispers riding the wind, their footsteps never quite fading from the dirt they once tread. Out in Madison County, on a stretch of old 4 mile road, there's a spirit that never found her way home. They call her Little Egypt, a girl lost to tragedy, trapped in death, and seen by them unlucky enough to cross her path. She don't just haunt the place, she owns it. Some folks say she waits by the road, her pale figure barely catching the moonlight, standing still as stone, watching, listening. Others swear they've seen her running through the trees, her long white dress tangled in the branches, her eyes hollow, dark, empty as the grave that never held her right. And if you stop, if you look too long, if you dare call her name, she just might come closer, closer than you'd ever want. So, come on, pull up a chair, dim them lights, and listen close, 'cause this here's the story of Little Egypt, the girl who never left 4 Mile Road. Welcome to Kentucky Melody's Scary Stories from Kentucky, where we spin yarns about ghostly haints, creepy hollers, and spine-chilling legends from deep in the hills. So grab a chair, dim them lights, and let's dig into something spooky. Madison County's got its fair share of ghost stories, but none chill the bone quite like Little Egypt. Folks around these parts been whispering about her for near 100 years, but the truth of who she was, how she came to haunt this cursed stretch of road, ain't never been written down proper. Ain't no records, no gravestones bearing her name, just scraps of stories passed down, each one twisted in its own way. Some say she was just a young girl, barely 16, caught in a tragedy no child should suffer. Others claim she was wronged in ways too wicked to speak of. And still, there's them who swear she weren't just murdered. She was butchered, her body torn apart, scattered like she weren't nothing but a whisper in the wind. Ain't no one knows for sure. But one thing stays the same in every telling. She died alone, in fear, in pain, and she ain't never left that road since. Ain't no one rightly sure when she met her end, but the tale's been told so many times it feels older than the dirt itself. If you listen close, let them old-timers talk long enough, you'll hear whispers of how she come to haunt that road, each version twisting the truth a little different, but never losing the weight of it. Some folks reckon she got caught up in something dark, a sin buried so deep in family blood that there weren't no way out but death. They say she was with child, but it weren't no stranger's doing. It was kin. And when that secret crawled out into the light, the folks who should have protected her turned on her like a pack of wild dogs. Maybe they run her out of town, her bare feet pounding the dirt as she fled, heart hammering in her chest, the shame weighing her down more than her own breath. Maybe she didn't mean to stop in the middle of that road, didn't mean for her knees to give way, didn't mean to look up just as them headlights swallowed her whole. But they did, and the road kept what was left of her. Then there's them who say it weren't family that took her life, but a man with no name, no face worth remembering, just a hunger for things that ain't his to take. He must have watched her, followed her, waited till the right moment to steal her away, dragging her out into them woods where the trees grow too thick and the wind don't carry screams far enough. They say she fought, that she scratched and kicked and hollered till her throat was raw, but it ain't much use when there ain't nobody listening. She ran, tore through them brambles, her skin ripped raw, her feet cut up, till she hit the creek and the cold water slowed her down. That's where he caught her. That's where the blade found her. That's where the crows came to clean what was left behind. And then, there's the darkest telling of all. Some folks swear she weren't just murdered. She was hunted. A group of men, cruel-hearted and wicked-minded, led her out into the night, their laughter heavy with the kind of evil that seeps into the bones of a place, staining the ground forever. Maybe she thought they meant her no harm at first. Maybe she was tricked by a familiar face. Maybe she was too scared to run. But by the time she knew what they planned, it was too late. They played their sick games, toyed with her like a cat with a mouse, and when they was done, they strung her up like she weren't nothing more than a carcass, left her hanging there, swinging in the wind, her body twisted and broken, her last breath still lingering in the cold night air. No matter which tale you believe, one thing's for certain. She never left that road, and maybe she never will. Now, the hills of Madison County ain't ever known true peace. Some places just carry something heavy, like the land itself remembers what was done there and refuses to let it go. Folks who live near 4 Mile Road say, it ain't just another stretch of country blacktop. It's a place that don't sit right. Soon as you set foot on it, the air thickens, pressing in like hands on your shoulders, heavy and suffocating. The trees, tall and gnarled, seem to lean in closer, their twisted branches reaching like they're listening, like they're waiting. And the road itself, well, don't feel normal. It's too still, too quiet, like it's holding its breath, just waiting for yours to stop. Them that have seen her don't always live to tell it, but those that do, their stories match up too well to be called lies. She comes sudden-like, standing smack in the middle of the road, her thin body catching the moonlight in a way that makes the blood run cold. Some say she looks real at first, just a girl, lost, needing help, but the closer you get, the more wrong she becomes. Her dress is tattered, hanging off her small frame like it's been ripped at by the wind, or maybe something worse. And her face? Hollow, empty, just two black pits where her eyes should be, deep and endless, like starless sky before a storm. She don't move at first, don't speak, don't make a sound. She just stares, real slow, like she's judging you. Like she's trying to decide if you're the one she's been waiting for. But if you blink, if you look away for even a second, she's gone. Others say she don't always stay in the road. Sometimes she moves. Fast. Not like a person, but like something that's forgot how bones are supposed to work. They say they've seen her darting through the woods, weaving between the trees in ways that ain't natural, her body twisting in ways that should break a person clean in half. And God help the ones that stopped their car, the ones that rolled down their window, thinking maybe they imagined it. 'Cause that's when they hear it, her breath, right behind them. Then there's them unlucky few who hear her first. They say she don't always show herself right away. Sometimes she lets you feel her first, lets you walk straight into her haunt before she makes herself known. It starts soft, real low, like a girl crying off in the distance. The kind of sound that don't sit right in your chest, that makes the hair on your arm stand up 'cause something in you knows it ain't right. It gets louder, slow at first, like it's drifting through the trees. But then it grows, swells, fills the air till it ain't crying no more. It's screaming, long and high and wrong, like a soul being ripped from its body. And by then, it's too late. Ain't just stories, neither. Plenty of folk claim they've seen her with their own eyes, and what they saw ain't something they'll ever forget. One fellow was driving home late one night, his tires humming low against the road, the mist rising up in thin sheets from the blacktop. He weren't thinking about ghosts, weren't looking for trouble, just another long night, another drive home. But then his headlights caught something up ahead, just past the bend. A girl, standing barefoot on the side of the road, her thin frame barely catching the light, her long, tangled hair hanging down past her shoulders. He figured she was lost, maybe hurt, so he slowed down, rolled his window down real easy, and called out to her, asked if she needed help. That's when she turned, and what looked back at him? Weren't no girl at all. Where her face should have been, there was nothing but a black, empty void. No eyes, no mouth, just a dark, hollow space where her features should have been, like something had ripped her identity clean away. He didn't wait to see what she'd do next. Didn't check to see if she'd move. He slammed his foot down on the gas and prayed the road behind him stayed empty. Another woman, a local who'd heard the stories but never put much stock in them, was out near Otter Creek Bridge taking pictures. Just something to pass the time, to capture the way the mist hung low over the water in the moonlight. Later, when she flipped through her camera roll, she noticed something in the reflection of the lens. A shadow, tall and still, standing just behind her. But she'd been alone. No one else was there. Heart hammering in her chest, she turned around, expecting to see something. But the road was empty, the woods silent. Then she felt it. A cold breath against her neck. Said she ain't never run so fast in her life. And then there's the ones who go looking for her. The fools who call her name. They say if you stand out on 4 Mile Road at night, just where the woods start to thicken, and say it 3 times, Little Egypt, Little Egypt, come to me. Something changes. Ain't no sound of wind rustling through the trees. Ain't no crickets singing in the dark. Ain't nothing but silence, thick and suffocating, like the whole world just stopped breathing. And then you hear the footsteps, slow, dragging, coming toward you from somewhere deep in the trees. And if you don't move, if you don't run, if you just stand there, frozen like a deer in the headlights, you might feel her hand brush against your arm. And if you do, it's already too late. Now, I gotta ask, would you walk that road at night? You reckon she's just an old tale, a story meant to scare kids from wandering too far? Or do you believe something truly evil lingers out there in them woods? Have you ever seen something you couldn't explain? Maybe you got your own ghost story to tell. Drop your thoughts in the comments below. We'd love to hear them. Now, if this tale chilled you to the bone, you best believe there's plenty more where that came from. Kentucky's got no shortage of haints, and hollers filled with things that ain't meant to be seen. So, go on, subscribe to Kentucky Melody, hit that bell, and stick round for the next tale. Just be sure you don't listen alone. 'Cause round these parts, the dead don't always stay buried, and neither do their stories.